Thunder Bay, the sudden loss of his business location leaves Danny Edwards threatened by bankruptcy at the age of 72. "It just totally destroys me," said Edwards, the operator of Danny's Variety at St. Joseph's Heritage for the past dozen years. Until recently, he's kept the store open 7 days a week for the convenience of residents and visitors at the PR Cook Apartments and Bethamy Nursing Home at St. Joseph's Heritage on Carey Street. Earlier this year, Edwards had to cut his work schedule to Monday to Friday for health reasons. But about 3 months from now, he'll have to close down for good. In an interview Monday, he said a St. Joseph's Care Group official recently walked in unexpectedly to tell him he needs to be out of the building by October. Edwards told Newswatch the announcement caught him completely by surprise. "I'm going to have to go bankrupt now. They're not giving me enough chance to figure out where I'm going. I'll probably lose my apartment too. I'm going to lose everything. I've got bills to pay, and I can't pay them if they're going to do this to me." He said he also worries for his loyal customers. "Some of them come in because they're lonely, so I spend hours listening to them because they have nobody to talk to. I get them to sit down and they start telling me what's going on with themselves, and they're happy." Edwards is concerned, as well, that his patrons will now have to walk several blocks to get to the nearest store, a sentiment echoed by longtime customer Myra Travolo, who lives in the neighborhood. "There's nothing in the area, other than going all the way to Metro on River Street or down to Clarkson and Red River, right?" Travolo said she's known Edwards since 2013 when he was setting up the store and doing renovations. "He's a very friendly man, and caring. He tries to make everybody smile." She added that losing his store to office space is really going to affect the elderly that rely on him, that don't go outside. Street. Joseph's Care Group issued a statement Monday acknowledging Edwards' role in the complex over the years, and expressing empathy for his customers. President and CEO Janine Black said the decision not to renew his lease was difficult. "We understand that to many, Danny is someone they can talk to. We want you to know that we are listening. We are making every effort to reach out directly to those who have concerns, and we're meeting with clients, tenants and staff to understand what alternate support and services we can offer to meet their needs." Black said SJCG appreciates the impact Edwards' presence, humor and care have made at St. Joseph's Heritage over the years. The statement did not confirm whether the store space will be converted for use as an office.